Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New cases, more deaths, and another record high for the state of Texas when it comes to coronavirus. The state went past 8,000 cases today. 8,076. Here in North Texas, Tarrant County reporting record numbers as another 606 tested positive. Three more people have died. Number of new cases today out of Dallas County actually dropped compared to yesterday, but still high at 544. County also reporting seven deaths. Of those, there's a woman in her 20s. She did not have any other health conditions. The county says since June 1st, more than half of people that tested positive for the disease are young adults.
And starting tomorrow, masks will be required while inside the terminal at DFW International Airport. KRLD's LB Phillips says those who work at the airport think it's about time.
As he sanitized pushcarts outside of the terminal, William Robles says he's always tried to keep his distance from passengers. But he says every once in a while, someone gets too close to him. That's why he likes the idea of requiring everyone to wear a mask.
I like to wear a mask better because I feel safer. I mean, for me, it makes me feel safer, but It's more different than before.
Most customers I talked with seem to like it too, but some say they think it's enough to require a mask on a plane. Requiring it in a spacious building is too much. At DFW Airport, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meantime, American Airlines and United now selling middle seats on flights again. They're trying to cut their losses because of coronavirus. At the airport, customers not too happy about it.
Sounds like a pretty bad idea, but if it's necessary, and with all the mask and putting all those kind of things, yeah, maybe not.
For people's comfortability and, like, peace of mind, they should at least leave the middle seat not booked.
Some airline analysts say it's only a matter of time before Southwest does the same thing.
Long lines at a new testing site at the University of Dallas in Irving. KRLD's Austin York was there.
The line of cars waiting for testing here at the university is wrapped around the campus. This is the first day of testing here, replacing basically the AAC with testing capacity at around 500 tests. This is not federally funded, however. Instead, it's been funded by a partnership with a local vendor. The good news here is officials are promising a quick turnaround because they're using a different method so residents won't have to wait as long for those results. Officials were reporting before that some people were waiting up to 4 hours in line to get tested. With a long line here today, they are asking residents for patience. Now, you do have to be a Dallas County resident to get tested at this site at the University of Dallas in Irving. So if you come here, you got to bring proof of residency. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Researchers at UT Southwestern in Dallas looking at the possible use of an existing drug to help treat coronavirus. Dr. John Shoggins from UT Southwestern says they start with a computer model, then they move to tests.
So what we do is we basically go into cell culture systems where the virus can replicate inside cells, and then we ask, can these drugs inhibit the virus inside the cell?
They're currently doing research on a drug that's used to treat pneumonia and AIDS to find out if it helps with coronavirus patients. They say they hope to get it approved to test about 60 patients in a clinical trial later this summer.